I am feeling a little bit down at the moment because all the news appears to be bad. I'm going to blame you, Greta, as you're reading the news. It's pretty doom and gloom, isn't it? I've got some good news for listeners, though.
Go on.
Yeah. Well, we've got a double pass to give away to a film at the Nova. It's called God's Own Country.
I haven't heard of this film.
Well, I'm going to tell you all about it. It's the winner of multiple Best Film Awards. Mm. It's Frances Lee's feature debut, and it's heartfelt and sexy. Well, you can't get better than that. Heartfelt and sexy.
Have you ever had an online dating profile? Because that could be a good bio.
I am heartfelt and sexy. Anyway, it's a drama of a Yorkshire sheep farmer. Well, I'm in already. It's got animals in it. Coming to terms with both family obligations and his own conflicted sexuality. God's Own Country is sure to be a fixture throughout the award season. Anyway, it's about a young farmer called John Saxby who numbs his daily frustrations with binge drinking and casual sex. Sounding familiar, Greta?
Look.
Do you do that?
You know what? Mm-hmm. I don't.
Oh, okay.
It's boring of me, isn't it?
You could give it a go. Until the arrival of a Romanian migrant worker. It comes along for lambing season and ignites an intense relationship that sets John on a new path. Mm. It stars Josh O'Connor, Alex, I am not going to be able to pronounce that name, but I'm going to give it a go. Sekaranu, Gemma Jones and Ian Hart. Anyway, it's on from the Cinema Nova from August the 31st, but we have a double pass to give away. You have to be a member. You can't have won anything for 25 years. Greta will tell you it's a week. What we want to know from you is, what's your favourite gay film? Now, a couple of people have been nominating Beautiful Thing.
I don't think I've seen that.
I like the way you start really assertively like that, Greta, as if you're about to say, I know all about that. She doesn't know a thing. I'm going to look it up.
Are you? Mm-hmm. Well, can I tell you my favourite?
Oh, I want to know.
But I'm a cheerleader.
Oh, my God, I was about to say the same thing. Natasha Lyonne.
Yes.
Who I think is a bona fide lesbian. I hope I'm not outing her.
No, she's...
She may be.
I don't. No, like pretty recently listened to her on a podcast.
And she was not talking about the lesbian thing.
No, but she's still best friends with Claire Duval, who is.
Right. I'm not gay, but a lot of my girlfriend is. Great.
I think just she often plays queer characters.
She does. In Orange is the New Black, she certainly does.
Well, RuPaul, of course, is in But I'm a Cheerleader as well, and Michelle Williams. It's a great film if you haven't seen it.
Fabulous. Get on to it. I've got a message here from Tim, and I think this is probably Tim Hunter, and he's actually given almost a review, or at least a synopsis of his favourite gay film, which is going to go a long way. He says, morning, G-Spotters. Sorry to hear that Claire is unwell. Us too. Hope you're still with us, Claire. In a bodily sense, and hope she recovers quickly. Thanks, Tim. He says, my favourite gay film is Weekend, which is a British film about two guys who hook up one weekend, strangely enough. Yeah, it's not the most original start of a story I've ever heard. But anyway, he reckons it's damn fine, and it's by Andrew Haig, who went on to do the TV series Looking.
Ah.
Oh, now you're familiar with that.
Well, I think my housemate watched it.
Okay, your housemate watches a lot of things. You watch all of those things over his shoulder.
I watch a few things over his shoulder. Our TV's set up in such a way that you can be in the kitchen.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, it was so narrow that you actually have to sit behind each other in order to be able to watch a television.
No, considering we live in an apartment, it's a surprisingly large lounge room. I've got another favourite of mine, maybe of yours too.
Okay, go.
Paris is Burning?
I don't know that one.
Oh,
do I need to put that on my list?
You do. It's a documentary from 1990.
Right.
And it's about the sort of drag culture and the ball culture, as it's called, in the US at the time. So everyone would get really dressed up.
Love it.
And not just drag queens, just the queer community in general. Lots of trans people as well. Everyone would get dressed up in certain themes that were set on the night. And you compete against each other in your elaborate costumes. And also it's famous for sort of bringing the dance style of Vogue to the mainstream. Voguing. Which obviously Madonna made even more famous
in
her clip.
She knows how to jump on a trend, doesn't she?
You've got to watch it. It's a documentary, but everyone's costumes are so incredible that it almost looks not real. It's so vibrant.
Right. Paris is Burning. That's going on my list. I'm still very fond of a film that shouldn't really have had gay content. It was only because they couldn't get the film up that they made one of the characters gay. Well, basically, I'm talking about Bound, which is by... by the Wachowski. Well, they were brothers then. I think both of them are women. Certainly one is now.
Siblings.
Yes. No, yeah, well, exactly. Yes, siblings, yeah. We call them them, and that's easy then. You just do away with gender entirely.
I don't even have
to worry about a faux pas, do we? Anyway, so Bound, the two characters in Bound, the gangster's wife and the, I'm going to call her a plumber. I don't know if she really was a plumber, but she'd come out of prison. But that character, the plumber character, should have been a guy and they should have been having an affair, but basically could not get the script up. But when they changed that character to a woman, so it was like a lesbian affair, far more racy and raunchy, up came the film and we had Bound. Thank you. Brett has nominated Short Bus.
I hadn't heard of this.
You hadn't?
No.
I've seen this film. Now, let me just fill you in, shall I? As it were, for now, said the actress to the bishop. No, I think probably the other way around. Anyway, it's a 2006 American erotic comedy drama film.
I don't think I've ever heard of such a thing.
Oh. What, one of those?
Yeah, an erotic comedy drama
film. Well, it's covering all bases,
isn't it? Sounds like a big weekend.
The plot revolves around a sexually diverse ensemble of colourful characters trying desperately to connect in New York City. They converge in a weekly Brooklyn artistic sexual salon, loosely inspired by various underground New York City gatherings that took place in the early 2000s.
Hmm.
Right? So a bit like your Paris is Burning, it's sort of based on a scene, as it were.
Hmm.
But the film attempts to employ sex in new cinematic ways because it's too interesting to leave to porn, he says.
Okay, fair enough.
So you've got this whole genre of porn, but, you know, so you've got all the sex and all the stimulation that you may wish, but it's delivered in, you know, badly cinematic fashion, isn't it? You know, the production values aren't the best.
They're low.
The scripting's not marvellous either, isn't it?
It's not there.
No, you're right. Actually, I probably do skip those bits, to be fair. Anyway, he says, because it's too interesting to leave to porn. Now, Short Bus includes a variety of explicit scenes containing non-simulated sexual intercourse. I'm seeing your little eyes going in the back of your head there. It means non-simulated.
Would you do it if you were an actor?
So we're talking about real sex in this film?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Because a lot of actors struggle with simulated sex scenes.
When you say struggle, what do you mean exactly?
Well, they're very uncomfortable.
Oh, they would be, wouldn't they?
And it's very, you know, you hear actors talk about it and it's almost like dancing. It's really, you know, put your hand there, move your head here.
Yeah, and you've got people watching you. And
let alone just doing it.
Actually getting on
might
with
be
it.
Easier.
Well, I wonder, because I once did a stage show. You'll be all right. Just trust me, Greta. I won't take you anywhere, well, really uncomfortable.
People are having their breakfast.
They
so.
Are. So, oh, well, it's better than tampon gate. Sorry about that. But I used to perform. Nothing explicit or illicit. It's all fine. I was a singer-songwriter, so we'll mm-hmm. leave that at that. But I did sometimes perform in shows where other people were doing other sorts of acts.
Uh-huh.
You know, performance art, shall we say. Now, one brilliant performer, Charlotte, used to do quite outrageous things and pull things out of bits and, you know, orifices, shall
yep.
we say?
Yep.
And one act, she was dressed up as a cat and she had a huge litter box. And so the intention, because she hadn't been to the toilet for hours and she drank loads of water, was to pee on stage. And she was busting a gut out back there. You know, I could see how much she was crossing her legs not to go to the toilet before she performed. I performed first. On she comes with litter box. Straining. Couldn't go. Performance anxiety. Just could not perform.
In the truest sense.
Yeah, she was gutted, shall I say.
Well.
She was spewing when she came off. But no, just could not do it. So I don't know, you know, hats off to you, Short Bus people. Congratulations, well done. Now, what did concern me? Well, not concerned me, but it was a $2 million budget to make the film.
Which is not bad.
Well, it's fairly small.
For an indie.
All right, for an indie, it's not bad. And box office, only $5.4 million. Now, I would have thought if the word got out that it was non-simulated sex, it would have done a lot better than that. Perhaps people were doing the pirating copies and taking it home, like porn, you know, like see it really badly, you know, and where all
under the
popular
sheets.
Bits were kind of all really grainy. I have no idea. Bit of a kick in the ass for not knowing about the film Short Bus. I actually did.
You did, I didn't.
I did, you didn't, but somebody's removing your gay cards for a week for not knowing.
I know, fair enough too.
You think that's fair enough? I think that's a bit harsh, to be honest. good morning, ladies. Such cheerful voices on a beautiful morning. Have a great day. Well, you too, Jeff. We've got somebody else nominating the movie Imagine Me and You, which is Well, it is a gay movie. There's no other way to put it. I particularly enjoyed it because Lena Headey, who plays Cersei in Game of Thrones, plays the love interest. She plays the rather exotic florist that wins the heart of the newlywed.
Not an exotic florist.
Well, I think she's exotic.
Did you say florist?
I did, florist.
Oh, right.
Flowers. I did. And, you know, she's hot as. I mean, she's hotter when she's not wearing those stupid wigs she wears on Game of Thrones. I'm like, for goodness sake, woman. They're surely paying you enough to just cut your own hair.
Oh, no.
You think not?
Ugh. Keep the wig on, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because suddenly you have all this silly hair and you can't do jobs in between and...
Can't do jobs in between. I don't care. You're getting paid enough Game of Thrones. You are Cersei. You're not sort of... You're not Lena Headey with a wig on, mate. You're either Cersei or you're not. Step up. If you're going to start mass murdering people and sleeping with your brother, the least you can do is wear your own hair. That's what I say. Joe from Baycroft, a place I've never heard of, has said, have either of you seen Holding the Man? It's heartbreaking gorgeous.
My housemate looked... So upset. I know. He's, well, I live with him, you know, and he's very much part of Melbourne. And I think he went to see it possibly at MIFF years ago or something. He looked so upset when he got home.
You thought.
That I actually haven't seen it yet.
I feel the same.
I might read the book first.
And I'm like,
it's, I know, but I get it's an important story and it's set, you know, okay. It's a Melbourne story as well. So.
It is. So be brave.
Yeah, I know. I should.
We've got another entry here. Pride by London Mile. Funny, sad, based on a true story of the miners and gay community coming together in Thatcher's era in the UK. That was a big crowd pleaser, Pride. Bell and Dell, says somebody, and that's all they've said.
Less is more.
My favourite gay movie is either Were the World Mine or this person's having a each-way bet. It's Simon. He says, or to Wong Fu, thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Oh, that film's meant to be amazing.
It's depending on his mood. He loves yeah. Patrick Swayze as Vida Boheme. But the other movie is a moving musical of coming-of-age fantasy. Another gay movie is L.A. Zombie. Have you heard of that?
No.
I don't know, but...
I'm guessing it's set in L.A. and it features zombies. I could be wrong.
It could be putting it up front there. Ah, Jason from Ivanhoe. Torch Song Trilogy is another of his favourite gay films. Now, that's taking a step back and that's fantastic. And he goes, and Shirley Valentine... kind of gay, but describes my life to a T. I think we'll allow that, Jason.
Oh, goodness. I have the synopsis for L.A. Zombie.
Oh, yeah, go.
And it's so if you have children around, just block their ears because it is a...
Okay. We'll try and edit as you go, darling.
No. I'll keep it. I'll keep it very PC.
Yeah. I'll keep it... No, PG. No, PG. Go.
A homeless schizophrenic thinks he's a zombie and tries to bring back the dead by engaging in homosexual sex.
Ah, I think that might do it. Well, could revive some people, couldn't it?
I reckon it's going to be rated R, but it does kind of look like fun.
All right. Well, you've had a few recommendations, haven't you? Maybe next week we'll give reviews of some of these. Dave also nominates I Love Torch Song Trilogy.
Torch Song Trilogy.
That's right.
You're enjoying.
Good morning, ladies. Almost every film at MQFF last year. Totally recommend you get on board. Excellent movies. Thanks, Nurse James.
Yes, Melbourne Queer Film Festival.
Yeah, we're asking what is your favourite gay movie of all time? And, well, it's prompted quite the response. Parting Glances with Steve Buscemi. I've not seen it.
I love him.
Do you? Mm. Well, you better get on that too. I'm impressed or surprised or something that he's in a gay movie. Valley of the Dolls, says somebody. I said gay, not camp.
Whoa, you've been schooled.
Well, just because it was 1966, Jacqueline Suzanne novel about these actresses and singers in Hollywood are all on the amphetamines. And you've not heard of that either?
No.
You don't know about Holden Commodore and you don't know, darling. It's all right. Valley of the Dolls is something that you will know before you die, probably. It's one of those things.
Because I guess we could put Barbarella in if we're talking camp.
Well,
that is a great film,
could.
Though.
It is. Is there any gay interest in that?
Oh, I think everyone's interested in the guy and Jane Fonda.
So yes. Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so... Andrew from South Yarra says, hello there. Loving the show this morning. They've taken my tip. If you say something nice, you're more likely to win. Thanks for that. I don't mind buying likes. I'm buying likes. My first and favourite gay movie, Making Love, with Kate Jackson. And, well, I remember her from Charlie's Angels and Harry Hamlin, who used to be married to, Ursula Andress. As a young 21-year-old, this movie had a huge impact on my life. I mean, that is what gay films are kind of
done.
Yeah. Particularly if you're not out or if you're wondering, you know, am I, aren't I, or, you know, sort of have this secret little relationship.
I'm sure Rocky Horror did a lot for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah,
back
definitely.
In the day.
That could be nominated.
Absolutely.
But one I'm surprised it's taken so long for us to come to, Megan, is Desert Hearts. First Ooh. Lesbian movie I ever saw, says Megan. I knew I was definitely gay. Yeah, I remember that. I watched that again and again and again. You watch it now and it's a bit cheesy, isn't it? The cowboy shirts, etc. Megan, and there's always in those older movies, there's always somebody who's really reluctant, really resistant. You know, it's all the yearning and the burning.
Mm.
And eventually they come over to the dark side and it's terribly,
and
terribly
it's much more fun.
Passionate. But, you know, we sort of end the movie there, not like 2 weeks later when lesbian bed death has kicked in. And
hey, on that note...
Ooh. You suddenly know, woken up, Greta.
You know when you do studies and you're meant to do them with tens of thousands of people?
Yes.
That study was done with like 50. It's an absolute myth.
Lesbian bed death.
Absolute myth in terms of scientific studies.
Well, I've done some studies
You've
myself.
Done some studies yourself.
I will neither confirm nor deny
I'll
that.
I'll tell you this for free. My upstairs neighbours aren't suffering from it. So.
They've been together a while, have they?
Not sure, but I hear a lot. So.
Do you need some egg boxes on the floor, perhaps, to help
with that? I do, to be honest with you.
Well, you haven't got much more time to get into the draw to win this lovely double pass to the Nova. It's the dying seconds of this competition. You've got to hurry up and get them in. 0427 joy 949 during this, what do we call this? Talk stop. Is this officially a talk stop?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know. Right.
I just let you go.
Go, yes, they just wind me up and let me go. Somebody's nominated Brownback Mountain. Ha, 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 fana, fana. I don't know whether that was your joke or whether...
It was a typo.
Yeah, what do we call that? Autocorrect.
I worked at a cinema when that was playing, and this is back when films were actually on film, and it was very heavy because it was 3 hours long. It was a huge reel.
Oh, I think it's... Oh, the film was heavy. I thought you meant it, the content was heavy.
Well, that too.
Yeah, oh, bless you. You had to carry it in, did you?
I helped someone.
Oh, Brokeback Mountain, really heavy film.
It's a heavy
Never
film.
Never seen it. Anyway, Jason says his coming out movie is one called Get Real. It's from the 80s and he related to it. What we were saying is, you know, it's that you'd sort of watch that movie and that makes you go, you know what, I think I am gay.
These are my people.
These are my people. They're probably film stars. Beck says, I love Even Cowgirls Get the Blues.
Huh.
Uma Thurman is outstanding. That's not something you hear very often.
Oh, come on.
Well, I don't know. It's for her acting that we love her. Do
what
we?
Do we love
it's
her for?
It's her style and just her beauty.
She's very tall. She'd be handy in my house.
Would she?
High cupboards.
You just reach up there, would you? While you're up there. No, it's while you're down there. Anyway, somebody has asked, what's the difference between camp and gay, as camp was once referred to as gay?
That's right.
Well, you know, it is, can be hard to define. I said, you know, that Valley of the Dolls was camp, not gay. Camp, darling. I'm reading this, no, is an aesthetic. It's a sensibility, but it doesn't sort of describe the sexuality. It could be, you know, what you think of as gay, like David Walliam says, I'm camp, and he certainly is, but I'm not gay.
Yes.
So he likes to camp it up and be effeminate.
Yes, because you can identify as heterosexual and still be camp. I recently went to a 30th and the theme was camp.
Yes.
So lots of sparkles, lots of glitter, lots of camp music, if you will. But, yeah, it's and it happened to be a gay 30th, but, yeah, it doesn't necessarily – you could be camp and not be gay.
Yes.
Or you could be camp and very gay.
Or you could be gay and not at all camp.
That's right.
I put
myself
in that camp, actually. shall we draw the winner? Because Phil's not here.
Let's do it.
I'm live on air.
You're taking that responsibility
Am
today.
I? Okay. Ding. Ding. Some winning music. The prize goes to Craig for Bran. And he nominated Beautiful Thing. And you're a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing, Craig. You are off the God's Own Country at the Nova with partner of your choice.
Go, Craig.
Go, Craig.